Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It's 11th day of May 2021, and we're going to bring up our guests in a few minutes. One of my most requested guests I think I've ever had on, Glenn Parnum. Going to talk, he's going to be sharing his information tonight, and I want you all to stay tuned for that. Before I do that, though, I'll make mention that we are going to have Bible study this weekend. Yep, we're planning on a Bible study, and our guest speaker for the hour that we generally do the Bible study is going to be Dr. Carrie Madej. She's going to be sharing updates on the vaccines and what's going on with those. You don't want to miss that. So 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Dr. Carrie Madej will join us to share her latest information. Now, we start 10:30 a.m., as you know, Eastern Time, with prayer requests and testimonies, and if you want to call and share a prayer request testimony, you're welcome to do that. We don't want you to do that, please. 11:30, then we do the current events, and then at 1 o'clock we do the teaching segment, all right? So you can join us live if you go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Click on live stream at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, and there will be. Or you can listen on the phone now. Simple phone number, no IDs, nothing to punch in but the phone number. The phone number is 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. You can join us live by just calling that phone number. And we're still offering and going to offer this to the rest of the week, the 62-page packet of information on why we use the King James Bible. And folks, this will give you examples of false teachings and other so-called Bibles. If you want it, the information, share it with your friends and family. I wish you would. Souls could be at stake here, folks. It's that serious. I'm dead serious. 62 pages of information. Donation of $15, get it right to you. And the DVD of 20-plus doctors and more information besides that on the vaccines and the COVID hoax. For $10 delivered to your door, the DVD is something everyone should have. Make copies of them, pass out to their friends. That's the best we can do, folks, is offer that information to you. I'm working now on a packet. If you have internet, you go to our website, PastorButch.com. Look under COVID hoax or health news. You're going to find dozens and dozens and dozens of articles and videos on there as to why this is a hoax, why they did it, and what the dangers of the so-called vaccines are. They're not vaccines at all, but you can check them out for yourself. But a lot of y'all don't have internet, so I'm going to go on there myself and copy off several articles that you can have, hard copies of, to share with your friends and family. I'm not going to ask for any specific cost for those, donation for those. Send what you can, folks. $5, $20, whatever you can do, because there are going to be several pages of it. That's so important. I just want to get it out to you. If you can't sort of afford to send a penny, you call us. Say, Pastor, I don't have a nickel, but I like to have that. We'll send it to you. You call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. If you want to donate with credit card, debit card, you can do that or get an address and write to us. But if you can't afford this packet, let us know. That's all you have to do is tell Lisa I want the packet on about COVID. She'll write that down. We'll get that to you ASAP. But we want to bless you, folks. We really do. And the Vitamin Air toothpaste is still on sale. I forgot the mouthwash also. Vitamin Air toothpaste and mouthwash will be on special the rest of this month. 10% off, shipped to your door. So Vitamin Air toothpaste and mouthwash, both. Two different toothpaste and a mouthwash. 10% off any of them, or as many as you want. You get 10% off the total order, okay? Again, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Now, our guest tonight is Glenn Parnum. No stranger to anybody who's listening to this program more than a month, they know who Glenn Parnum is. He's the head of international health. He's been he's working with health issues for many, many years. He's director of research and development for health educator and founder of International Health. He is an expert in what he's talking about, folks. When it comes to health, he knows what he's talking about. Now, for all you new listeners and maybe just tuning in for the first time, especially on the new AM stations cross country, stay tuned for Glenn Parnum. He's going to share information with you. Now, he comes across straight. He comes across blunt and right to the point. Some folks may say he's making me mad. Well, that he's not mean to make you mad. He's mean to tell you the truth because he cares enough for you to do that. So here we just go and bring up our guest tonight, Mr. Glenn Parnum. Glenn, are you there?
I am here, Pastor. And
it's good to have you.
Thank you. I know you have a lot of new stations, so I'll tell you and get something to write with, listeners. And when he mentioned that doctor that's going to be in the Bible study, don't miss that. She is absolutely terrific. Anyway, I'm 70 years old. I've been Director of Research and Development for International Health, based in Arizona, for 32 years. I'm a research scientist with advanced studies in three areas: clinical nutrition, hormone biochemistry, and infectious diseases. So everything you're going to hear tonight, okay, is pure medical science, common sense, and God's Word. I've had a ministry for 28 years. We're going to talk a lot about that because that's what I'm going to talk about tonight. A ministry my wife and I used to travel around, and this was years ago, okay? We used to travel around about every weekend speaking to rather large groups of quote-unquote Christians. I now know them as Matthew 7 Christians, okay? And I was not traveling as an evangelist. I was traveling as a watchman on the wall. Ezekiel 33 makes it very clear. If you know the sword of destruction is coming and do not warn my people, then their blood's on my hands. So even though I have a lot of earthly book learning, okay, everything you're also going to hear tonight is because I did what James 1 says to do. And everybody out there who claims to be a Christian should be praying James 1. Give me wisdom. There's a big difference between earthly book learning. I can debate any doctor, any scientist, any PhD, any infectious disease specialist. I do it all the time on all the radio shows I'm on. And you'd be amazed how many of them say, where did you get your wisdom? That's not just book learning. I said, no. God says, because I wanted him to take me down the rabbit hole, just like you've been doing for a long time, Pastor. And hang
yes,
on,
sir.
I got to grab some water.
Oh, you go right ahead. You get a little bit of a cough. I think a little bit of allergies, folks. You're drinking some water right now. But, yeah, wisdom comes from God. Knowledge comes from truth and learning. But wisdom comes from our Creator. If you want wisdom, he said, ask. He'll give you all you want. But
yeah,
I want to tell you this. With wisdom comes sorrow, with knowledge comes grief, because what you learn is going to break your heart that people can't see it. Go ahead, please, Glenn.
Well, Ecclesiastes says it, with much wisdom come much sorrow. And there were days when I asked him, please take me down the rabbit hole, so that when I do these seminars, I can show these ignorant Christians, and who's the most ignorant group of people in the world? My people perish for lack of knowledge. So I would show them irrefutable evidence with PowerPoint presentations and videos that everything we learned growing up in school was an absolute lie, except 2 plus 2 does equal 4. Everything else, and then I would ask them, okay, just to show their ignorance, who's the God of this world? You'd be amazed how many hundreds of hands would go up. Well, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I said, what book are you reading? He's the God of the universe, the God of this world, clearly, Satan and his corporations. They have run the world since before Genesis. They run the world now, okay? And the ignorance is in the body of Messiah is absolutely astounding and soon to be very deadly. So I would show them irrefutable evidence going through. Okay, what happened in Genesis? What's going on today? Okay, all this vaccine talk, all of this about the masks, and we'll get into that, okay? But we serve a merciful God. His mercy is new every day. With what we're finding out about who has been running the United States for decades, if not centuries, the satanic ritual abuse against babies and children, and raping them and torturing them and drinking their blood for the adrenochrome that's in it, just horrific things. God should have destroyed the United States decades ago. Why didn't he? Because he's still waiting for us to repent. But there was a time in Genesis, and he lays it out, Genesis 6. What was Satan doing? Satan was sending down his fallen angels, having sex with women, creating the hybrid race of Nephilim before and after the flood. Why? What was he trying to do? Change the bloodline of the Messiah. And the first time that I read the original words, Noah and his family were perfect in their generation. What does that mean? Well, I had to do a full etymology word study. They were the only 8 people left on the whole planet whose bloodline had not been corrupted by the fallen angel technology, and the DNA was corrupted. Golly, did Satan leave? Did he die after that? No. Did he leave? No. Has he been working on altering our genetic modification of the most important thing in our body? The life of the flesh is in the blood. End of discussion, end of debate. So what's he been working on for centuries that he's now accomplished? Get people all afraid of a fake pandemic. It's not a pandemic. Is there a virus? Yes. Are some people dying from it? Yes. Young people? No. Old parts like me with underlying health conditions, cancer, diabetes, heart disease. Okay, and because I know so many doctors, I mean, most of the people who died from other causes, what went on their death certificate? COVID-19. Okay, but so by fear and stupidity, people are lining up for an unapproved vaccine. And it's not even a vaccine. It's already been tested in court. It's an unapproved medical device injected into our body that changes our DNA. Because who's in charge of the world right now? The people who paid for the Georgia Guidestones. If you don't know what they are, look them up. Georgia Guidestones, outside of Atlanta, Georgia. Okay? And it's a 30-foot granite-tall stone monument. Been there since the late 70s. And nobody knows who paid the millions of dollars. It's in 9 languages. And it's the 10 Commandments for Mother Earth worship. Well, any Christian who has any intelligence should know if you read Mother Earth as opposed to Father God, red flag, satanic, and the first commandment on the Georgia Guidestones to reduce Earth population to 500 million or less. That means getting rid of 7 billion people. So who's in charge of this, everything going on in the world? Now we know who's at the top of the corporation is Satan. But as you look at the corporate structure, the Bill Gates, the George Soros, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Rothschilds, and all these ancillary organizations, the Illuminati, Trilateral Commission. They're all just satanic organizations who are now control of everything. Look what they're doing to our economy. They're going to hyperinflate us out of existence. What I mean, they have to collapse this current system to bring about what we know as Christians in the book of Daniel and Revelation, what the Bible calls the beast system. They're calling it the Great Reset. That's the end time beast system. So through lies and deception, okay, they just keep pushing it and pushing it. And I don't want, and now I do consultations still. Used to do them 12 to 14 hours a day. Free. Okay, I still do them 6 to 8 hours. So, and I have emails, articles, medical studies. I can overload you if you will call me at my research office, 480-429-0021. Now, Arizona is on West Coast time. All right, so we're 3 hours behind the East Coast and 2 hours behind Central. If you want any of the articles I'm talking about tonight, I'll send you. I could overload you because a lot of you have ignorant family members who claim to be Christians who took the shot. Well, is when God looks at them, is he going to see a human being or is he going to see a Nephilim like Genesis 6? I don't know. If he sees a Nephilim, they are eternally unsaved. Sorry. But I have articles from famous microbiologists. I have formed relationships with famous people. I'm on radio shows with them. The Dr. Kennedy's, Sherry Tenpenny, Judy Miklovitz, and the list goes on and on and on. Okay? So if you need any of the articles that I talk about tonight, see, you can tell your family all you want. But in the back of their mind, they're thinking, well, who are you? What do you know? If you can present to them a third-party article, a scientific journal, let's take the example of masks. Stanford University, a rather well-known medical college, published a peer-reviewed study that masks are not only completely useless against this so-called virus, but they're actually dangerous. You heard one word on that on the controlled media, and don't talk to me about Tucker Carlson and Hannity and all these guys. They're all scumbag lying, and if they don't repent, they're going to hell. All they push is vaccines, 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 how great they are. Let's get everybody vaccinated. Let me guarantee you something. Dr. Judy Miklovitz, and I've got her article. She has more credentials. They're longer than your arm. She's one of the greatest microbiologists in the world. Her estimate, when they, the deep state, that's what we know them by, when they release the next round of the bioweapon, this was a bioweapon. Anybody who believes this wasn't released by the deep state, blame it on China, got here, okay, wasn't killing that many people. The whole goal was the shot to change your DNA. Okay, her estimate is when the next wave hits, we'll probably make it through the summer without too much happening because of the sun, vitamin D3, and the heat. Come fall, she estimates when the next round hits, you're going to see 100 million people in America die. So, what does that mean? Well, two psalms come to mind. And I tell people to pray them every day. So again, call me at 480-429-0021. Any health condition that you have, I don't care what you've been told. Who is the biggest satanic cartel on the face of the planet? Revelation 18 tells you all the nations of the world are deceived by their sorceries. The Greek word for sorcery is pharmakia. Doctors are great for one thing, or two things. Trauma, heart attack, stroke, broken bone, you ain't going to a chiropractor, and some testing. But the flip side of that coin is they pulled in $4 trillion last year selling the drugs that are the third leading cause of death in the United States, and they didn't cure a disease ever, in our lifetime, but they own the media, they own the politicians, okay? So the largest satanic cartel in the world, I don't care what the doctor has told you, there is no incurable disease. So call me, we'll do a consultation, we'll go over your diet and with the drugs you're on and help you wean off the drugs. So anyway, here's the masks. Now, people have to decide, are they going to have the cojones, the courage, whatever you want to call it. Because even in the states that have lifted the mask mandate, you still have what I call the mask Nazis. Oh, you have to wear a mask to come into the store. You have no idea how dangerous they are. They cut down your blood oxygen levels. You can get an oximeter, that's that thing that goes on your finger. If you ever go to a hospital and get blood pressure tested, they put that thing on your finger. That tests blood oxygen levels. They drop like a rock when you have a mask on. And a dime store mask is going to stop a virus from spreading, like a chain link fence is going to stop mosquitoes. And it's worse than that. They now have microscopic pictures of nanoworms, nanochemicals in the face masks. And you're seeing a huge incidence in the increase of lung cancer and infectious tuberculosis and pneumonia from wearing the mask. So if you do not want the hassle of dealing with these fake, mask Nazis, buy a product. It's right here in front of me. Okay, we carry them. They're called fake masks. It looks just like a regular black mask, but it's a nylon mesh. Doesn't stop any oxygen from coming in. Doesn't stop any of the CO2. That's poison if you don't exhale it. They're about $8. Looks just like a regular mask. I tried them out because I know the stores around here who still have the face or the face mask Nazis. And I put it on, went in. They didn't bother me. Normally when I go in, got to have your face mask up. I said, no, I don't. And if you want to mess with me, let me take your picture. I'll give it to my lawyer, and you'll get a lawsuit. They normally leave me alone. A lot of people don't want the hassle. So don't wear masks. And if you have to wear one to get into stores or whatever, get the fake mask. Looks just like a regular mask. Doesn't block any oxygen coming in or CO2 leaving. So that's one example. Oh, tens of thousands of people a week are dying who have taken the jab. Tens of thousands. You hear an ad on any controlled media? No. So what's a person to do? Let me guarantee you something. You better shut your mouth when somebody asks you, did you take the vaccine? Well, you got a couple of options. Say, well, I always ask them back, well, why do you ask? I'm just curious. Why, did you get one? Always put it back on them. Okay, because when this next wave hits, and I guarantee you, probably the latest is going to be the fall, and millions and millions and millions of people start dropping dead, just like what's going on in India and Brazil right now. Okay, they're beta testing. They're doing something, because you got a whole bunch. I've talked to doctors down there and scientists, and it's so sad. Okay, when it hits this country, who are they going to blame? Oh, the people who don't wear masks, the people who didn't get vaccinated. Okay, shut your mouth. It's nobody's business. Just so if somebody asks you, just say, well, that's between me and God. Okay, and just curious why you're asking. Did you take yours? Okay, and it's heartbreaking. Because the number of Christians, see, when people call me for a consultation, I always ask, how'd you hear about me? Okay, and get their, you know, name, age, birth, the height and weight. Then I always ask them, what do you believe spiritually? Because I don't want to step on toes. The number of, quote-unquote, Christians taking the shot is heartbreaking. Here in Arizona, you actually have satanic soldiers who run what are called churches, calling up their members and saying, don't come to church unless you've gotten the vaccine. Oh, a vaccine with aborted baby cells in it. A vaccine that God specifically forbids you to take because it's going to change the DNA, but with aborted baby cells in it? So these are pastors, and they're turning churches into vaccine centers? So I can overload you with information, not just one or two articles. And if you've been listening to Pastor Butch for any length of time or listened to other alternative radio, you've probably been hearing some of the other scientists warning about this. There's now thousands of good doctors and research biochemists warning about this. Okay, lawsuits are already starting to fly. Okay, what is the whole purpose of this? To get rid of 7 billion people, but to create chaos? Isn't this... Now, you're on the East Coast, Pastor. Yeah, I don't know if you're feeling the effects yet. Isn't this timing of the major pipeline going up the whole East Coast interesting?
It certainly is. Our local station ran out of gas today. Can you believe that?
Well, create chaos.
Of
create
course.
Shortages. Well, and trust me, people, you better get so close to God, the 91st Psalm, personalize it. He'll give his angels charge over you. No plague will come near my dwelling. We're going to see 1,000 people die at one side, 10,000 at the right hand, but it won't come near me. We're going to see that. I used to wonder about that. I don't anymore. Yeah, I'm telling you, millions of people are going to die who took the vaccine. And this current communist regime who runs Washington, D.C., they're going to hyperinflate the dollar out of existence. Inflation is already running rampant. What interesting timing. Create shortages, okay? And this idea that it got hacked, are you kidding me? If you know anything about Internet technology, that could have been fixed in a day, okay? And, of course, who are they blaming it on again? Russia. And what nonsense. But people, the dumbed-down American population, is buying it. But there's already stations running out of gas, okay? Because I guess, what, 45% of all gas and diesel and...
That's what they're saying, yes.
Yeah, and heating oil and all of that goes through that pipeline. And now there's a trucker shortage because I know they're lifting the restrictions on how much fuel can be transported over the highways, but there's such a shortage of truckers. And there, I can send you the article. That it was put out by the American Trucking Association, and it's their hypothesis. What would happen if the trucking industry shuts down? What would happen in the first couple of days?
Hang on to the break, Glenn. Hang on to the break.
Okay, brother.
Yeah. Back at the break, folks. If you have any questions sometime next half hour, give us a holler at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We'll take a phone call in about 10 minutes.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store-bought food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com, or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Folks, we are back in. Listen, Glenn Parnum, and we're going to take a phone call in about 10 minutes. I know there's a lot more things you want to share with you. If you have any questions, though, any comments you want to give us, 844-769-2944. You can call and talk to Glenn personally, by the way. If you have health questions or comments or anything you need to know, want to know more about what's going on with your body, your family, or anything else going on health issues, call him at 480-429-0021.
Yep.
480.
That's in Arizona. West
yeah, 429-0021. West Coast time is, if you're on the East Coast, you're 3 hours behind us out there. Go ahead, Glenn.
Well, and during the break, we were talking. Anybody who doesn't notice what is happening with food prices, contrived shortages, that's why I say, what interesting timing to shut down the pipeline from Texas all the way up on the East Coast, 45% of the fuel, and interesting timing, okay? Food prices going through the roof, okay? Please, God's word is very clear, listeners. A wise man sees what's coming and prepares. A fool does nothing and suffers. You'd have to be blind and deaf not to even feel it in the atmosphere of what's coming. Please. I know Pastor Butch has some good storage food, excuse me, and water. Every time you go to the store, buy gallons of water, and every nook and cranny, excuse me, Pastor.
Right ahead, folks. I mean, he's got a nasty cough. You can hear that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Water will become liquid gold. Every time you go to the store, buy up gallons of water, get a good water filter. Take out the estrogen compounds that are in the water because of the plastic bottle. But, oh, gee, who owns the Saudi Arabia of water? That's Canada. Right now, the communist Chinese own all of Canada. Who owns all of our aquifers in this country? The trillionaires, the deep state, the satanic deep state beast system. What would you pay for water? If you pay $5, $6, $7, $8 a gallon gas, would you pay that for water? Yup. You can go quite a while without food. It's what God's word calls fasting. you can go 3 to 4 days without water, and your human body starts dying. Water will be liquid gold. When you stock up on any of this, keep your mouth shut. Do not tell even your family members who you think, well, they would never turn on me. You're being naive. Okay, understand this, that in the last days, there will come times of difficulty. This is 2 Timothy. People will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, disrespectful, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having an appearance of godliness but denying its power. Avoid such people. 2 Timothy. Okay? And then out of the mouth of Jesus himself, he was, you know, he said, just as it was in the days of Noah, it's going to be just like that at the end of the age. Well, what are we seeing happening? Total evil. And the days of Noah, with the men's thoughts were evil all the time. Well, that's not why God destroyed the earth. He destroyed the earth for Satan trying to change very successfully all but 8 people. Bloodline had been corrupted by the Nephilim DNA, the fallen angels. Is he doing that now? Yep. Anybody who takes the shot, the DNA, and when you really get information, okay, the Bill Gates. Now, thank God his word says the gates of hell will not prevail. And a lot of people don't know. When you look up the patent on the ingredients in this so-called shot, well, the spike protein, patent 060606, and it's called luciferase. Now, they haven't made it mandatory yet. Is it the mark of the beast? No, I don't believe it is. It's getting us conditioned to do what the all-powerful government says to do. And eventually, it's already happening in Canada. They're arresting pastors for preaching the gospel. And if you don't, you know, they're taking people, there's videos of taking people down not wearing a mask. Okay, eventually it's going to come, do you have your vaccine passport? Okay, that's why all over the dark web, they already have people selling the fake paper documentation that you got a vaccine. Okay, but it's coming. It's getting us conditioned. These are the articles that I can send you. Everything is absolute proof. I have, in fact, I've been, when this first started over a year ago, and I started getting calls from my colleagues around the world. They said, do you get the feeling in your gut something's not right? I said, yep. So I started to collect emails, not only on the fake virus and the bioweapon part of it, but then I started to accumulate email articles and scientific articles about the masks and then about the vaccines. Well, I was curious the other day. Geez, how many have I accumulated? Over 800. Okay, there's nothing in my library that I'm not willing to send you that absolute proof. You can show it to your family members, but unfortunately, if they've already taken the vaccine, now think about this, Pastor, and I'm sure you've heard of it. The viral shedding, okay? Anybody who has taken the vaccine is a walking, talking, biological weapon. They are doing what's called, in layman's term, viral shedding. The spike protein that was put into their body when they breathe. When husbands touch wives, wives touch husbands. Okay, there's already unbelievable reports. Thousands of women who were pregnant, didn't get the vaccine, but was around other people who had gotten the vaccine, spontaneous miscarriages, bleeding. Okay, I mean, not just from being pregnant. I'm talking women, and because what started International Health was teaching women about bioidentical hormones, our primary customer base for 32 years has been women. The calls I'm getting are heartbreaking. They started bleeding, and it won't stop. So they had to go in for a blood transfusion. Hey, let's play Russian roulette. How do you know that blood that you're getting transfused with isn't coming from a person who took the vaccine? Okay.
Very true. Very true.
It's unbelievable. Spontaneous abortions, bleeding, women who are postmenopausal, haven't had a period for years, starting to bleed again. And just not to leave the men out, okay, the men who are not being the priest of the household, and the wives said, I'm taking the vaccine, and don't try to stop me. Okay, so what's happening to the men? Well, men are waking up who have slept next to their wives, who are viral shedding, with uncontrollable hemorrhaging out of the nose, okay, bruising all over the body. And if you understand the simplicity of biochemistry, when you bang up your body and you get a deep bruise, that means you have damaged the blood vessels and the capillaries, and the body rushes the blood to the area to heal it. So their circulation system is getting destroyed. I mean, I've seen some of the pictures. The deepest, ugliest bruises look like somebody beat them with a baseball bat. And then, this is something I really wouldn't want to experience, men's testicles growing to the size of baseballs. So, is God going to leave us defenseless? No. We've talked about this before. That, first of all, Psalms 91, I believe in supernatural protection. You better pray that every day, like your life depends on it, because it does. And then when things get overwhelming, it's very easy. Because imagine, I get hundreds of emails a week and articles and on radio shows. And, you know, it's not real pleasant talking about this and making people face reality. But when it gets overwhelming, that's when I crack open Psalms 2. God's up in heaven laughing at these Satanists. Okay? He holds them in derision. Essentially saying, go ahead, kill the billions of people you're going to kill. If they belong to me, they're coming home to me anyway. Then when you're done getting rid of everybody you want to get rid of, then I'm going to pour out my power. And you're going to see true power, and you're going to end up as satanic soldiers in a very ugly place for eternity that you won't really like. Okay, but that gives me great comfort, picturing him sitting on his throne, laughing at these satanic bastards, and those are both biblical words, so I can use it, the Bill Gates, the George Soros, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on. There are very few politicians. Now, I know God has put some Daniels in Babylon, but by and large, anybody you see on TV would never be on TV if they tell the truth. If you go against the party line, you're gone. Look at the censoring going on. Look what they did to Dr. Mercola. I've known Dr. Mercola for years. One of the greatest natural doctors, greatest visited website, and he not only got censored for talking about vitamin D3, whole food vitamin C, and zinc, to protect against COVID, he now is getting death threats. So he has taken down every scientific study on his website that talks about vitamin D3 and vitamin C and zinc to protect the human body against this onslaught of this virus, whatever it is. Okay, but I got a call, and you got to tell me what time we got to watch for.
We're going to take phone calls here in a second. Go ahead.
Okay. A few months ago, a very good colleague of mine, a research scientist, called me, and we've all heard the expression, I'm too worldly busy to listen to God's voice. I'll never do it again. He told me about an air purifier. I said, come on, Ralph. I mean, there's hundreds, and the difference between an air filter, it takes out smoke and dust and cooking odors, and air purifiers are the purification, and there's hundreds of them on the market. I said, Ralph, please, I don't have time to look at this right now, so So he sent me the information, put it on the back burner. Well, I should have listened. We're talking FDA approved, been around for years, sold to governments and military and hospitals and schools. It's an air purifier that puts out molecules. And the research science when I got into it, beyond anything I've ever seen. On a 3,000 square foot house, okay, within 30 minutes, every virus, fungus, yeast, candida, bacteria, everything in the air and on hard surfaces is dead. Completely safe, but dead.
Wow.
I said, okay. And unfortunately, okay, they're expensive. I mean, they're like $1,500 retail, $800 wholesale. But
wow.
What came out the other day? Okay, all this viral shedding. How do you protect yourself? They came out with a personal unit. You hang it around your neck. Okay, and it creates a 3 to 5 foot bubble around you, runs on a lithium battery, that I don't care if somebody's standing next to you with infectious tuberculosis or just got the vaccine and is vaccine shedding, it creates a 3 to 5 foot bubble of complete protection around you. This is what I consider to be a Proverbs 8, verse 12, witty invention.
Well, now, how big is this device?
It's probably an inch by two, and
really?
It's only $129 retail. I'm trying to work with the company to get a better price. But look it, how else do we protect ourselves? Now, I believe in Psalms 91, supernatural protection. But we also have to do everything necessary. Now we have this little device, affordable to everybody, that creates a bubble around you. No virus, fungus, candida, yeast, pathogen can get into that bubble zone. And it's $129 retail. We'll sell it as soon as I get a deal going with the company.
Well, as soon as you get those out, I want one of those. I want a couple of them.
Oh, I know.
Actually.
I have one reserved. I can't get them right now. I'm waiting to see what kind of deal they're going to cut me for volume. Who wouldn't want one with what we know this viral shedding? This viral shedding, again, walking biological weapons.
And folks, as soon as these are out, we'll let you know, because I know y'all going to want one of them. Let's take a quick phone call. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in. We're running out of time. Go ahead.
Hey, Butch. How you doing?
Well, how you doing?
Yeah, this is an interesting topic tonight. Yeah, we're in the evilness of the New World Order. This is experimental vaccines. You're absolutely right. Your guest is 1,000% right, because I want to bring up something the other night. There was a Holocaust survivor that was on a Christian program in the middle of the night. She was from Romania. I think it's her first name. I don't recall her last name. But she's talking about the experimental vaccines that they did back then that violates today the Nuremberg Code.
Lawsuits already filed using the Nuremberg Code against Fauci and the World Health Organization. Let me guarantee you something, brother. The lawsuits are flying.
Yes, they
and
are.
And I'm glad you brought that
yes,
up.
Yes, they are.
Because we're pushing back. Now, most of the American population wants to lay down. Don't bother me with the truth. Just give me my beer and my pizza and my TV, and I'll be fine. But good for you for knowing that. Because
by the way, gentlemen, Florida, DeSantis is suing the CDC for loss of businesses.
Oh, in case you didn't know, listeners, the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, is not a government organization. They are for-profit, private vaccine corporation. Look them up on Dun and Bradstreet. So for them, a private vaccine corporation to have control over what's going on with us, is that
very
criminal?
True.
Yeah, and the Nuremberg-type trials, guarantee, they've started, and the lawsuits have been filed, just like masks. Wait till you see the mask lawsuits. You're going to see as many law firms who are advertising for the Roundup Ready. If you have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and were exposed to Roundup Ready, call our law offices. You're going to see those start in the next matter of months. If you were denied service for not wearing a mask, call our law office. We'll sue the hell out of these companies.
That's coming. It's coming.
So
Chris, you want to say very quickly?
Yeah, I want to say real quick, too, about all these vaccines, because this year the Kentucky Derby was half what they're supposed to have and what they're going to do next year. They're pushing like, oh, they got out of there after the Derby. There was 50,000 cases. You know what they want to do. They're going to take the jab and pour more bioweapons on you. You can't get into the Derby. This is a eugenics population takedown. This is a new world, Luciferian.
They want 7 billion
call,
of us
Chris.
Gone,
Good
brother.
Call. Thank you. Good call. Got to jump it. Yeah, by the way, coming out with a bracelet now that you can show you where to show people that you've been that you have been vaccinated. Let's go very quickly. Let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on in.
Oh, I was listening to what you were saying about the CDC, and this is my definition of the CDC. It's the USA branch of the World Health Organization. That's how I've always thought of it.
No, that's true. That's
well,
kind of true.
CDC,
yeah,
the Center for Disease Creation.
Yeah.
They're all satanic scumbags. Pharmakia.
That's true.
So good for you for knowing that.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I have a sister who's a nurse at Mass General Hospital, and I have too many relatives who are in the medical, nursing profession. They just seem to take the brainwash, and this is something that I've noticed about Mass General. I mean, something about that place reeks of Freemasonry, but but anyway, more than much, my sister is a sister. There's no religion that who actually claims that you can't take vaccination. I said, what? Well, I can think Amish, Mennonites, Hutterites, Russian Orthodox All Believers, and Orthodox Jews. They won't take the jabs.
Nope.
Well, that's very
and
true.
Eventually, they're going to try to make it mandatory.
Yes, they are.
And that's when the guns come out. Sorry. Somebody comes to my front door to force me to take a DNA-changing shot in the arm. They'll be met with an AR-15. I'll tell God, I'm coming home, Lord, but I'm going to take some of these satanic soldiers with me.
Amen.
That's when the guns come out. Trust me.
Okay, anything else, Dave?
Well, I've already noticed about the, quote, colonial pipeline shutdown, and I've already noticed how the Democrats, which I call them Communist Party USA, that they want to...
They are.
Basically, all they want... That they want to make everybody dependent upon it. What they really want is, the only way to receive the providence of God is you have to make a deal with the devil. I think that's what they really want. That's how how you get the mark of the beast.
Yeah,
one last note I have in terms of food. I have, here's a saying I come to my point. From the flora, fauna, fishes, and fowls, obtain thee thine food.
Okay. All right. Good call. Thank you, Dave. Good call. Appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
All right. Good call. We're down about the last 5 minutes, so you go ahead with no calls right now. You go ahead and wrap up what you want to say, Glenn.
Well, it's just, please, if you're a Christian, get closer to God than you have ever gotten. Quit playing church. Most of the churches are run by satanic soldiers, pussified pastors. Okay, I can hardly stand to do it, but I'll flip through what they call Christian TV about once a week, excuse me, and just to see the crap they're preaching. There's only one show, Table Talk with Joni, who's had on the vaccine experts, the Dell Bigtrees, the Robert Kennedys, the Sherry Tenpennies, talking it all about the dangers. Everything else is the same BS pablum that's been preached for decades. Send your money in. Okay, now, yes, do we need to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ of Nazareth? Is that the ultimate? Yes. But what I see on TV, so you personally, if you haven't been close to God, repent. Get on
Amen.
Your knees
Amen.
And repent. You get close to Him, because let me tell you something. What's coming is going to make what's going on right now look like a picnic. Okay? And we have to be prepared. Now, does that mean be selfish? No. Food, water, real money, guns to protect. And do I ever want to have to shoot somebody to protect my family? No. Will I? Yes. In a heartbeat. Won't even hesitate. Okay? Have a sign that I'll put out front. If you come to steal what's not yours and to do my family harm, I hope you know Jesus because I'm going to arrange the meeting. Okay? We have to bond together, find like-minded people who truly love Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach. Okay? And get ready, because what's coming? And that means you stock up on everything you can. It's all based on resources. I talk to multimillionaires, and I talk to people expected to live on Social Security disability. Okay, I don't know how they can do it. You do the best you can with what God has provided you. The minimum, buy some extra cans of food, bottles of water every time you go to the store, every nook and cranny, under your bed, closets, whatever. What I'm telling you, water will become liquid gold. You will pay
anything to get it. And Glenn, that's exactly why we've been offering the Berkey Water Filter Start Ministry here for years and years. And they're hard to find right now, folks. We have a few big Berkeys in stock, but if you do not have a water filter, you're playing Russian roulette with your lives of your you and your family for less than, for around $300 a month. Is it worth it? No. Get a get a Berkey water filter and get it on hand now.
And have something to put
tomorrow.
And have something to put in the top of it. Because when the water stops coming out of your tap, what good is a Berkey when you got no water to put in the top?
That's right.
Of the
get off a creek, get off your rooftop, get it where you want to. The Berkey will clean it, but folks, you gotta have something to do it with.
Gallons of water are about $1 each right now. Okay, and you want to run them through a good filter, but I'm telling you, okay, food, water will be, just as God's Word says, it's going to take a day's wages, everything you make in a day, to buy one meal. Well, golly, you know, do we see it happening? Yes. Corn's up 50%, okay, in this year alone, okay. Make sure you eat as healthy as possible. Call me at my research office, 480-429-0021. Any question you have on health, what can be done to get you off medications you're on, because coming into this crisis, do you really think the hospitals will be there? When the trucks stop running, one of the first things that this Truckers Association said will start to be limited the first day, medical supplies. Here we go. Okay, there's already a huge shortage around the United States of life-saving drugs. Okay, there are times when drugs for trauma are necessary. I don't like drugs, pharmakia, but
We're out of time.
Right,
we're going by fast. Thank you, Glenn.
Love
God
you.
Bless my friend. Folks, I love you too. By the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night. Just you and I tomorrow night, and a lot to talk about. Have a great day tomorrow. Good night.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.